Hello, and welcome to the GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. I'm your host, and today we're diving into a skill that can make or break your exam performance, organizing information and ideas. This is assessed under Assessment Objective 5, or AO5, and it's worth a huge chunk of your writing marks, 30% to be exact. Examiners are looking for more than just a beginning, a middle, and an end. They want to see you consciously and skillfully shaping your writing to guide your reader and enhance your meaning. By the end of this episode, you'll have the tools to move beyond simple structures and start crafting sophisticated, high-level responses. So, grab a pen, and let's get started. So, what does a sophisticated structure actually look like? Let's break it down. At its core, it's about control. You are the architect of your text. First, let's talk about discourse markers. Forget basic connectives like firstly or secondly. To hit the top bands, you need to use integrated discourse markers that flow naturally. Think phrases like, building on this idea, in stark contrast to this is, or this culminates in. These act as signposts, guiding your reader seamlessly through your argument or narrative. It shows the examiner you're not just listing points, you're developing a coherent line of thought. Next up, paragraphing. This is a powerful tool for controlling pace and emphasis. A series of short, one-sentence paragraphs can create a sense of tension or drama in a story. In nonfiction, a single-sentence paragraph can deliver a powerful, punchy statement that sticks in the reader's mind. Conversely, longer, more developed paragraphs can be used to explore a complex idea in detail. Don't just create a new paragraph when you feel like it. Think about the effect you want to create. Now, for a really high-level technique, the cyclical structure. This is where your conclusion deliberately echoes or links back to your opening. It creates a satisfying sense of closure and demonstrates a high degree of planning. For example, if you start a descriptive piece by focusing on a broken watch on a character's wrist, you could end by describing the watch ticking again, symbolizing a new beginning. It's a hallmark of a well-crafted, consciously structured piece of writing. Another key idea is the shape of your response. For descriptive writing, a great model is the drop-shift-zoom-out structure. You drop the reader directly into a scene with sensory details. Then you shift focus, perhaps moving from a wide view to a close-up or from one character's perspective to another. Finally, you zoom out for a more reflective or philosophical conclusion. This creates a dynamic and engaging piece of writing that feels planned and purposeful. For transactional writing, like articles or speeches, avoid a list-like structure. Instead, think about a clear, developing line of argument. Start with a compelling hook, build your points logically with evidence and examples, and end with a powerful call to action or a memorable concluding thought. Remember, you're taking your reader on a journey. Now for some quick-fire exam tips. First, plan your structure before you write. A quick spider diagram or a few bullet points outlining the shape of your response can make all the difference. Identify your climax or your key turning point and build towards it. Second, pay attention to transitions. As you move from one paragraph to the next, make sure the link is logical and smooth. A great tip is to use the concluding thought of one paragraph to set up the topic sentence of the next. This creates a strong sense of cohesion. Now, let's talk about common mistakes. The biggest one is relying on those basic, clunky connectives we talked about earlier. Firstly, secondly, thirdly will cap your marks at level 3. You need to show more sophistication. Another common pitfall is incorrect paragraphing of dialogue. Remember to start a new line for each new speaker. This is a basic rule, but getting it wrong can really disrupt the flow of your writing and confuse the reader. Finally, watch out for abrupt endings. Poor time management can lead to an incomplete structural arc, which will lose you valuable coherence marks. Always reserve the last few minutes to write a satisfying conclusion and proofread your work. All right, time for a quick recall quiz. I'll ask a question and you can pause the podcast to think of the answer. 1. What does AO5 assess and what percentage of the writing marks is it worth? It assesses organizing information and ideas, and it's worth 30% of the marks. 2. What is a cyclical structure? It's where the conclusion echoes or links back to the opening, creating a sense of closure. 3. Name one alternative to basic connectives like firstly or secondly. You could use phrases like building on this idea, in contrast, or this culminates in. 4. What is the drop shift zoom out model used for? It's a structure for descriptive writing, moving from a direct entry into a scene, to a shift in focus, and then a reflective conclusion. And that's a wrap. To summarize, Mastering structure is about conscious control. Use sophisticated discourse markers, vary your paragraphing for effect, and plan the overall shape of your response. Whether it's a cyclical narrative or a well-argued speech, a strong structure shows the examiner that you are a confident and capable writer. Keep practicing these techniques, and you'll be well on your way to achieving top marks for AO5. Thanks for listening to the GCSE English Language Revision Podcast. Join us next time for more tips and tricks to help you ace your exams. Happy revising!